Gardaí are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a man's body at a waste recycling centre in Dublin. They were called to the Panda Centre in Ballymount at around 6:40 this morning. For more, we can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, at this stage, what do you know?
Well, the scene remains sealed off this lunchtime, Rachel. As you said, the Gardaí arrived just at 6:40 this morning. The state pathologist was also alerted and carried out an initial examination of the body at the scene. The body is that of a white male. It has now been removed to the city morgue for a post-mortem. Gardaí say they're keeping an open mind on the case, but at this stage it appears it may be a tragic case. There does not appear to be any indication so far that the man suffered a violent death. However, the post-mortem will determine if there are any suspicious injuries or wounds and the cause of death. Now, the Gardaí are trying to establish the identity and the age of the man and where and how he may have got into an industrial-sized bin. These industrial or commercial bins are used by shops, restaurants and businesses and are around four times the size of a household bin. Now, they suspect that the bin may have been emptied last night for processing at the centre this morning. They're examining CCTV footage from the waste collection trucks and the recycling centre to determine which truck may have collected the bin and from where in the city, and then track the progress of the bin and its contents to and through the recycling centre. The Technical Bureau is on scene at the moment. They're carrying out a forensic examination and Gardaí are awaiting the results of the postmortem.
Wasn't there a similar tragic case in Ballymount at the recycling centre there a few years ago?
Yeah, that was 11 years ago on the 23rd of August 2013. 43-year-old Henry Petrowski, who was originally from the Czech Republic, was sleeping rough around Dublin city centre. Now, the coroner's court heard that he suffered fatal compression injuries caused by the machinery he came into contact with and died of suffocation. The pathologist found that he was alive when he was loaded into the truck along with the contents of the bin. And the coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, described the manner of Mr. Petrowski's death 11 years ago as most tragic. And the jury at the inquest returned an open verdict.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.